Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hello. Good morning. This is going to be a good one. So I just want you to just listen, and you can go back, check the stories out. Just give you what God downloaded to me last night, and it was one of those nights where he was just really showing me some examples of obedience, and some of it, what it takes. I did a broadcast, and it talked about what did you learn? What did you learn from the things you suffered? So it came from Hebrews 5:8. And so I'm going to go back to that same verse, those same scriptures, that same book, because I really want, not me, God really wants someone to get it. And I was getting it, and he just kept downloading and downloading because he's dealing with me obedience. I used to hear my wife always talk about, all I want is your perfect will, your perfect will, your perfect will. And I'm like, okay, God, I got you. You know, that was just kept being reminded to me. And so I was like, okay, God, your perfect will. I've been dealing with this good and acceptable, you know, good that you turned around, Gerald. It was good. It was good that you want to be saved. Now it's acceptable that you're falling, and now you got to get back up. You keep trying. But my perfect will, it comes with a special obedience. And so he gave me these examples of Abraham, and I was like, okay, it took a special obedience to try to sacrifice your son, to even think about sacrificing your son, because you're dealing with your emotions and you're dealing with your flesh. When you talk, you just think about, if God tells you to, sacrifice your son, you're going to automatically get in your emotions and your feelings like, oh God, no, I ain't hear this. You didn't tell me this. That wasn't God. You come with all kinds of words, excuses, of, anything that you can possibly do, to convince yourself that you weren't hearing it and not really want to obey it. And so you look at these things, and I'm like, seriously, God? He was like, yeah, look at what he did. It was like, and so I'm going to read this scripture for you, and then I want you to think about Abraham. Think about Abraham and Isaac and what he did. But I want you to base it and listen to it off of this, and I'm reading it out of Amplified. It's Hebrews 5, and I'm going to start at verse 7. It says, in the days of his earthly life, Jesus offered up both specific petitions and urgent supplications for that which he needed. Which he needed. Okay? Whew, Jesus, come on now. He needed. With fervent crying and tears to the one who was always able to save him from death. And he who heard because of his reverent submission unto God, his sinless and his unfailing determination to do the Father's will. Although he was a son who had never been disobedient to the Father, he learned active and special obedience through what he suffered. Now this is Hebrews 5:7-8 in the Amplified version. So now I'm gonna go back to Abraham, and I know a scripture says obedience is better than sacrifice. And so here it is that Abraham was getting ready to sacrifice Isaac, but it wasn't the sacrifice. It was the obedience to actually doing it. Would you actually go through it? What has God asked you to do that it just seems so hard because you get in your emotions, you get into your feelings, and then your flesh kicks in, and then it just negates anything that God has said, because then you'll say, I don't think I was hearing from God because God wouldn't tell me to do that. He told Abraham to do it. And it was about his sacrifice. It was about his obedience. And so when I read in verse 8, it says, although he was a son who had never been disobedient to the Father, he learned active and special obedience. So Abraham was actually operating in an active and a special obedience, because he was actively walking up this hill. He was going to do it. And in his special obedience, because as you was walking, you had to have emotions. You had to have some type of feelings. You have to have something that's in you that's saying, you know, man, come on, God, you're pleading with God. Because now you're in your emotions and your feelings. And then when your flesh kicks in, you got to understand, your flesh is an enemy of God. And I can tell you, my flesh wasn't trying to line up with nothing God was saying. So I would, the special obedience, I wasn't even at a special obedience. I was just flat out disobedient, because I was in my emotions and in my flesh. And then I really wasn't trying to tap into God's perfect will. And I was saying earlier that my wife is always, she was always saying, God, I want your perfect will. But I understand that it was something special about actually doing it, because to be able to come out of and to sustain the ability to function in something that's dysfunctional, in something that is hurtful, something that is painful, something that you are suffering day in and day out, and having to lean, rely, and trust in God for your sanity. I'm talking about for sanity. I ain't talking about just for, you know, your sanity, because this situation is driving you crazy. This situation is, I was taking my wife through this thing. And so she always talked perfect will, God, I want your perfect will. And in my mind, I'm like, dude, really? I mean, just want his will. But no, the perfect will is a place where they give you special obedience. And through that special obedience and that active special obedience, because you got to actively do this all the time. You got to actively do this every day. Because if you allow your enemy, you allow a breach, you allow a day to go by that you're not functioning in this active special obedience. Because this ain't just obedience, because it says special. Because the special part of it is because you want God's will. Because your self-will will operate in your flesh and your emotions and your feelings. When you feel a certain type of way, you know, that's the world said, oh, I'm feeling a certain type of way. Yep, you are feeling a certain type of way because you're operating in your feelings. But if you're operating in God's perfect will, not thy will, not my will, thy will be done. That's what Jesus had to say. I mean, he was saying this on a cross. I mean, he was suffering. And so all of us say, oh, we're suffering. Listen, man, it's what God calls. This marriage, me and my wife, this was a suffering for a very long time, decade plus. And I say it, and I look back at it, and God's continuously making me look back at what I did, what I thought, what my thought process was, why I couldn't come out fast enough, because I was in a place of disobedience. Jesus ain't even ever seen, and he was suffering. He had to go through some suffering. And so he gave me this Abraham, and I was like, wow, it was his obedience. His obedience to God is what caused him to be able to reap what he had after it was done. After, you don't even understand that if you actually operate in the obedience of God and the will of God, what it unlocks for your generation, what it unlocks for your bloodline. We talking about things that are operating in the bloodline, cause it depends on your sacrifice. It depends on your obedience. What is going on in your bloodline that you need something to be unlocked, that you need something to be cleansed? It's about your obedience. Are you obedient enough not to do the things that you used to do? Are you obedient enough not to go back and do the same things you used to do? Are you obedient enough to operate in God's perfect will? That's the things that God was telling me, and that's what he says to me all the time. It's about my obedience, Gerald. It's about your obedience. Are you going to be obedient in these little things? Are you going to be obedient and not eat this type of food? Are you going to be obedient into waking up in the times I need you to wake up? Have I always got it right? Heck no. But you know what? I'm striving every single day. I'm trying every day to get this thing right. I'm trying to get it right every day because I just want to operate in a special obedience. Because I understand that through this special obedience, I unlock something for the generations to come. I unlock these things that have been chained up and caged up in my bloodline that's supposed to be released. These finances that's supposed to be released. These blessings that were supposed to be released because someone wasn't obedient in my bloodline that causes a curse upon my bloodline. And now it's my turn to be obedient and to access God's perfect will, not for me, but for my bloodline, for my DNA, for my children's children's children, for generations to come. This ain't about me. I'm the sacrifice. But my sacrifice got to have some obedience to it. And so I'm like, okay, God, I got you. I got you. I get it now. My eyes have been enlightened to my hope of my calling. I understand now. No longer am I just blind to this because he showed this to me. And then he gave me Noah. You know, Noah built the ark, right? And I used to always wonder about how Noah built this ark and during a time, because this is during the time God said, I'm about to wipe this. The earth is wicked and I'm about to wipe it clean. But Noah had to operate in a special obedience to actually do something that he ain't never seen rain. He had to actually do something when people around him was calling him names. People around him didn't understand. People around him wouldn't help him. People around him was just as wicked as they wanted to be. And how many times you sitting in a place and God saying, I need you to be obedient to what I want you to do, but everything around you is causing you to do something opposite of what God says do. God says, I need you to speak this over your spouse. Speak this over your finances. Speak this over your day. And then it's days that go by that you haven't even thought about it. It's days that when something happens in your marriage or happens on your job that causes you to operate out of your flesh, causes you to operate. I'm telling you something that happens to me and my wife, because I'm telling you, the enemy just tries to get cracks. If he can get a crack in, that means he got a breach. If he get a breach in, now he's trying to open the door for something else to come in. So you can't allow the enemy to come in, and he'll come in like a flood. He'll come in with some of everything. And so I'm like, okay, God, what am I learning out of Noah? All he told me was consistency. You know how long it took Noah to build that doggone ark? It took a very long time. A very long time. You read the story. You go back and read the story of Noah, and you see how long it took him to do. It's called consistency. It's called consistency. Will you be consistent in being obedient? Being obedient, because he had to go and grab lumber. He had to, I mean, everything had to be precise the way God given. So that means he had to sit still long enough to get the precise measurements that he needed to build this art, the precise material to go and find. And listen to me. Every piece of material was readily available for him to get, to actually build it. So God has readily given you everything that you need to do what you need to do. All it takes is some obedience to do it. And I could not, I'm being real with you. I'm being very transparent because I wasn't obedient. I wasn't obedient. I wasn't a disciplined. I wasn't really a disciplined one. I can't say that. I was disciplined in stuff that I really liked to do and wanted to do. But in these things that were bumping me and seemed hard and seemed like I really shouldn't have to do it or any of these things, then it wasn't hard. To be consistent in something, it was very hard. That was one of those things that plagued me. I wasn't disciplined in being consistent. I wasn't disciplined in being obedient. And somebody says, I need you to do this. I need you to do this, especially when somebody with authority was telling me to do something and it rubbed me the wrong way, then it's either I wasn't going to do it or I was going to have to do it. I wasn't going to do it the way God wanted me to do it, or I'm supposed to be doing it in the excellence of God. I'm supposed to be doing it unto God. I know those scriptures, but I wasn't operating in those scriptures. So I was being disobedient. I wasn't being obedient. I wasn't operating in God's perfect will. So the thing is, every day we're supposed to be perfecting it, trying to perfect. And so our will has to be in the same place. It's trying to perfect it. I'm trying to perfect it. I'm trying to walk in God's perfect will. I need God's perfect will. I want God's perfect will, because my self-will will cause me to be disobedient. It will cause me to be rebellious. It will cause me to be stubborn. I'm not telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I lived for a very long time. I was a stubborn young man. I was stubborn, I was disobedient, and I was rebellious. I was a rebel. I was operating in a spirit of self-will. And let me tell you, when you keep failing enough in it, then self-will becomes self-pity, and self-pity becomes a victim spirit, and now you feel like everything and everybody is coming against you. Man, you better catch that. You better catch that. But here's the key: active special obedience. And in verse 7, it says that he was determined. Come on, are you determined to do God's will? Are we determined to do God's will? That's the only thing that you have to ask yourself every morning. Am I waking up? Am I determined to do God's will? Am I determined to do it? Because if God asks us to do something, that means he's not going to ask us to do something that's not in his will. That's just not God. That's not God. That's not God. And he's just telling me that, Jerry, I'm asking you to do something that'll keep you in my will, that'll keep you in my plan, that'll keep you in the place that I can use you. I wasn't hearing that, man. That thing wasn't even registering with me. I was hearing it and wasn't hearing it at the same time. Why? Because I was in my self-will. I was in my feelings. I was in my emotions. I felt like everybody didn't like me. I felt like I couldn't do this. They wouldn't allow me to do this. It was me, myself, and I. I was just a selfish little dude. I'm just being real. That's who I am. That's who I was. I was a selfish dude, and all I cared about was me. All I cared about was doing it my way, but I wasn't tapping into God's active. This thing is not, you want it one day, but you don't want to use it the next day. This is act. This is like every single day. Jesus was determined to do the Father's will. He was determined. Are you determined? Gerald, are you determined today to do God's perfect will? Are you determined, Gerald? I mean, I have to say that stuff to myself. I don't know about you. You might have to declare it over yourself. You might have to speak it over yourself. You might have to just get it recorded and listen to it over yourself. Listen to it in the car. Are you determined? Are you determined? Are you determined? Are you active? Are you active walking in God's special obedience? Because let me tell you something. When you start talking about you weak, when you start talking about you can't do it, when you start giving all these excuses, that's just telling me, and I know God is, because he just told me this last night. He said, every time you use that excuse, every time you come up with an excuse, I know you're not tapping into my special obedience. Because in my special obedience, I'm going to give you the strength that you need. I'm going to give you the wisdom that you need. I'm going to give you the understanding that you need. I'm going to give you the favor that you need. I'm going to give you everything that you need. But I need to know if you're going to be obedient to actually doing it my way. I want to know if you're going to be obedient to actually say it the way I need you to say it. I want you to be obedient and to not speak when I tell you not to speak. I want to see if you're going to be obedient, and I'm talking about actively doing it, not when you get into your emotions and your feelings and you don't here it is. This is when I know that you know. You don't know what they say. Ain't nobody going, man, that's worldly. That's not even forgiving 70 times 7. That just goes out the window when you get in your emotions and your feelings. But God is saying, I need you to tap into this special obedience. Because this special obedience will make you sit there and look like, wow, is that really how you feel? Oh my. Well, I'm going to pray about that. I'm going to pray that you not feel that way. I'm going to pray that you do, you know, yeah. And in the midst of it, you just getting backlash. It's just, but God raises up a shield. God just covers you and keeps you in a perfect peace at the perfect time. You in the middle of a storm and you got perfect peace. Ain't nothing rattling you. Ain't nothing bothering you. I remember my wife, I was going off and she was sitting there like she got perfect peace. I don't know what happened when I walked out of the room or when I left her, but when I say she was standing there with perfect, like she, nothing what I was saying was bothering her. It was like, okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. Yep, no problem. And I'm like, wow. But this is that place of that special obedience to be able to stand in the midst of a storm, to be able to stand in a place where things just look so rough and so hard. But you got to actively do it. You can't just do it tomorrow and just do it yesterday and not do it today. You can't do it last week and not do it this week. You can't do it last month and not do it this month. You can't do it last year and not doing this year. You don't know. You always like, everybody's like, oh my God, why is it so long? Because something that you gotta learn. It's something that you gotta learn. You don't know what unlocks your discipline. What unlocks your obedience. You stop being obedient, and I'm talking about operating in a special obedience. I'm talking about you think you're suffering bad, but you think about Jesus suffering. You think about the things that when God told Abraham to sacrifice his son. I mean, literally, I don't even want to think about it. Let alone think about this man walked up this mountain. He took his son up this mountain. And this young man saying, I don't see a lamb. We don't have a lamb. And you said God will supply. Come on, y'all. I'm just saying. God supplies. He supplies. I mean, he had a ram in the bush. Listen, you don't know what God is trying to unlock through your obedience. It's a special place to him. It's a special. It's something special. And it's active. Daily. It's active daily. It's something that he's asking us to do, to be obedient in something that is special. That is special. And I sit there and I'm sitting there and I understand God was doing this all night to me. This is just wasn't just over. This is overnight. God, in my dreams, I'm like, I'm walking with Abraham and it's like I'm asking him questions like, bruh, is this what are you operating in? And God just brought me back to scripture. I said, I read the scripture last week, but God just gave me an example. And it's like he allowed me to just walk this walk and just, I'm asking him. He wasn't answering me, but I'm just watching him. And God just kept going back to the scripture, going back to the scripture. He's actively walking in my special obedience. He's going to do it regardless of what he sees, what he thinks, and how he feels. He's going to do it. And I'm like, wow. That's what I want, God. That's what I want. He said, well, I've given you an example in your own home. I'm like, oh, wow. The perfect will. Yes, the Father's will. The Father's will is a perfect will. It's a perfect will. You can be good with that good and acceptable. But when you tap into God's perfect will, that's when you get everything you need. Everything you need, because your emotions and your flesh and your feelings can get into this good and acceptable. It can get into that. I feel a certain type of way. Well, I don't feel like doing it today. I don't feel like saying this today. Oh, I don't feel like allowing you to talk to me this way. I don't feel like calling you a king or help me. I don't feel like calling you, you know, you this or that. I don't feel like praying over you. I don't feel like prophesying over you. I don't feel like putting declarations over you. I just don't feel like it. Get your feelings out of the way. Your feelings ain't got absolutely nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing to do with this. We're talking about God's active and special obedience. This is not, this is something we say, I'm like, God, all I want is, I just want to be in the image and likeness. Okay, you better get the examples of what Jesus did. You know, you walked around with that little bracelet on, what would Jesus do? Okay, do what Jesus did, period. Just do what Jesus did. Walk like Jesus. Talk like Jesus, speak like Jesus, be obedient like Jesus, because all he wanted to do was the Father's will. And if I'm tapping into the Father's will and it's past my will, because my will will not go further than my flesh and my emotions will allow it to. My feelings will allow it to. But when I tap into God's perfect will, I'm telling you, it surpasses everything that I understand. It surpasses everything that I thought I can do. It surpasses everything that I thought I can feel. The strength that I need, the thoughts that I need, the wisdom that I need. It surpasses that. You won't be stuck in self-will and self-pity and self-absorbing. You won't be self-absorbent. You won't. You'll be in something totally different. And all of a sudden now your faith has tapped into something new. Now you know that you can go higher. You know that you can go longer. You know that you can be stronger. You know that you can last longer, that you will endure to the end, that you will endure to when God says, okay, I done brought you out of this. Here we go. Now you're going to another level. You're going into another level of this special obedience, and it takes special obedience in each level. And so whatever level you in, it takes another level of obedience. And if you're tapping into God's perfect will in the place that you're in, then he's supplying all of your needs. He's supplying all of the strength that you need. He's supplying all of the wisdom that you need. He's supplying everything that you understanding that you need. It's God's special obedience. Will you be obedient? Gerald, it's not just y'all. He's talking to me too. He deal with me all night long with this. I mean, I'm like, okay, God, I'm talking. It's like I went to the old. He was walking me through an Old Testament. It was like I was walking in the old. I'm looking at Noah, and I can imagine these people just walking up to him and, what are you doing? You know, I'm talking about today's term. Man, you crazy. You know, why are you doing that? We've never seen rain before. You're talking about rain. What the heck is rain? You're just da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, I'm saying, really? Really? I'm at that place. You know, I'm at that place. I'm sitting here listening to this. And I'm like, and he's just grabbing this stuff. And I'm like, man, he don't have no cranes. He don't have no truck. He don't have any of that stuff. And we talking about lumber. We talking about trees. We're talking about stuff that he has to cut and form and shape and not even have a metric system. Are we serious? Now you know. You know. Let me tell you something. That's when you know you done tapped into a special obedience, because it gives you your instructions. It gives you the precise things you need when you need it. What you need. We need. God, I need this. God, I need that. Okay. I need you to tap into my special obedience. Now I'm finna give you a task that's gonna take special obedience. And you got to be active and you got to be consistent in actually doing it. Then let's see how bad you really need and want what you asking for. Yeah. Makes you question it, huh? I pray once again that this help you and it motivates you to operate in a new level of obedience. Don't allow your flesh, your emotions, and your feelings to dictate who you are, what you are, and what you're willing to do. All right? Once again, y'all be blessed. I'm Gerald. Thank you for joining me. And remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. Please rejoice and be glad in it. Have a great day. Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies, with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.